Something I shared on Threads this week initiated a lot of meaningful discussion. This was the post. I recently met a woman whose son is graduating soon from college. She and her husband bought a house for him and his fiance, also graduating soon. She casually noted that the kids would buy the house from them when interest rates settled down. It was not a flex, she simply shared. She was painting the walls to get the house ready for them. She noticed a fire pit at the thrift store that would be great for their backyard. I was inspired. I visualized my husband and I offering this level of support to our sons when the time comes. I love that we hold the power to shape-shift narratives and design a lighter, brighter path for generations to come. So it is. That was the post. I had no idea it would spark as much feedback as it did. Now, 95% of the comments were positive, and then there was the dreaded other 5%. Which leads me to the topic today, positivity. Why choose positive? For me, it's simple. There's enough negativity to go around already. Positive is defined as constructive, optimistic, or confident, clear and definite with no possibility of doubt, of, containing, producing, or denoting an electric charge opposite to that carried by electrons. That definition stood out to me the most. Chemistry was a long time ago, but electrons are a charge of negative electricity. That means that positivity is an energy frequency. Think of your energy as a currency, a highly valuable one. But the thing is, your energy is in compliance with your thoughts and your words. I've learned to radically gatekeep my energy. With my choice, I choose love. I choose compassion. I choose authenticity. I choose not to concern myself with other people's opinions. I choose growth. I choose positivity. I offer you 10 research-backed reasons to choose positively. Improve mental health, enhance physical health, increased resilience, stronger relationships, greater success, improved decision-making, longer lifespan, increased happiness, enhanced creativity, and a positive impact on others. The GOAT, Michael Jordan, said this: always turn a negative situation into a positive situation. I am Erica Floyd. This is Brilliant Everyday Podcast. Subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and many other podcast platforms. Explore with me the positive mindsets and powerful habits that are brilliant every single day. And y'all, I wrote a book. Count to 40 is available on Amazon. I can't wait for you to read it. Connect with me at Erica Innovates on Threads, Instagram, and TikTok. Visit ericainnovates.com to stay plugged in. Until next time, cheers.